Start from Samach Vav Amid Beis. Yeah, we're on Samach Vav Amid Beis. We're starting from the 16th line, from the second word, Gufa. Okay, so the Gemara says Gufa. Amar Shmuel, Ein Bittel Rishos Mechatzer Lechatzer, Ve Ein Bittel Rishos Bechorva. Ve Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yesh Bittel Rishos Mechatzer Lechatzer, Ve Yesh Bittel Rishos Bechorva. The Gemara presents a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan about two issues, one of which we actually briefly mentioned yesterday, which is the question about whether a member of one chatzer can relinquish the rights to the members of a different chatzer. We're going to talk a lot about this today. So, like, if, for example, I live in an inner chatzer and I want to make a joint Eruv Chatzerus with members of an outer chatzer, or vice versa. So the machlokas, first of all, is whether I have the ability to relinquish my rights to members in another chatzer. That's a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And then there's a further machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan about whether you can relinquish your rights to a churva, to an area which is considered a ruin, which we also briefly mentioned yesterday, which means that if I have an area, a joint area that's owned by members of multiple chatzeros, that it's a churva, that's a ruin, so the question becomes further whether I can relinquish my rights to that area as well. So the Gemara explains, utzricha, we need both of these halachos. In other words, we have to state the machlokas in both of these cases. So the Gemara explains that, first of all, we have to specify the case of the chatzer and the churva, because had the Gemara only referred to the case of the chatzer, so one could have argued that the two chatzeros are independently used by members of each chatzer. In other words, the members of one chatzer don't walk into the other chatzer, whereas a churva, a ruin, is a joint area owned by members of both chatzeros. So one could have argued that maybe there's room to distinguish between the case of the chatzeros versus the case of the ruin of the churva. On the other hand, the Gemara says, and again, had the Gemara only stated the case of the churva, of the ruin, one could have argued that maybe the machlokas only pertains to that case, but not to the case of the chatzeros, and therefore the Gemara has to spell out that the machlokas pertains to both of these cases. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hada Amar Shmuel Ein Bittel Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer, Lo Amran Ela B'Shtei Chatzeros Ufesach Echad Beinehen, Aval Beis Chatzeros Zo Lifnim Yizo, Mitoch She'osrin Mevatan. This also touches on something we briefly mentioned yesterday. So Abaye comes and qualifies the statement of Shmuel. That which Shmuel said, that members of one chatzer do not have the right to relinquish their rights to the chatzer, to members of a different chatzer, that was only true in a case where I have two chatzeros that are joined together by one entranceway. In other words, the idea basically is that members of each of these two chatzeros don't have to overlap. They have their own way of getting into the Rishus HaRabim. They have their own way of walking out into the street that does not require them to walk into the other chatzer. In that case, you could say that the two chatzeros are completely independent, and therefore, I cannot relinquish my rights in my chatzer to members of the other chatzer. However, the Gemara says, if the two chatzeros are set up in such a way where it's zo lifnim mizo, where one chatzer is within the other. In other words, if I live in the inner chatzer, the only way for me to get to the street is by going to the outer chatzer. So then the Gemara says that because I can pose a problem, I can create an isser for the members of the outer chatzer, since I obviously have the right to walk through the outer chatzer in order to get to the street, therefore I also have the right to relinquish my rights to the inner chatzer to members of the outer chatzer. So that's how Abaye qualifies the statement of Shmuel. Again, that the only time that we say Ein Bittel Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer is essentially when the two chatzeros are completely independent, but if they're set up in such a way where the members of the inner chatzer have to walk through the outer chatzer to get to the street, so then you do in fact have the right to relinquish your rights to the chatzer to members of the other chatzer. That's according to Abaye's understanding of Shmuel. However, Rava Amar, Afilu Shtei Chatzeros Zo Lifnim Yizo, Pa'amim Mevatlin Ufa'amim Ein Mevatlin. Rava says that it's not necessarily true. Even if you have two chatzeros that are configured in such a way where it's one within another, it's not always the case that I have the ability to relinquish my rights to the chatzer. What does it depend on? So the Gemara says, Ketzad, Nosnu Iruvan Bachitzona. Let's say we have members of these two chatzeros, right? And they made a joint Eruv chatzeros, but the Eruv chatzeros happened to have been placed in the outer chatzer. The Shachach Echad Beim and Hapanimis Uveim and Hachitzona Velo Erav, Shtehan Asuros. And then somebody, one of the members of either the inner or the outer courtyard, forgot to participate in the Eruv chatzeros. So the Gemara says that is going to create a problem for everyone. Members of the inner and the outer chatzer are not going to be permitted to carry on Shabbos in those chatzeros. However, nasnu eruvan bafinimis v'shachach echad min hapinimis v'lo erav shtayan asuru. Similarly, let's say you place the eruv chatzeros in the inner courtyard, and somebody from the inner courtyard forgot to participate in the eruv. That is also going to pose a problem for everyone to carry both in the inner and the outer courtyard. However, the Gemara says shachach echad min hachitzona v'lo erav pinimis muteres v'chitzona asura. But let's say the eruv chatzeros is physically located in the inner chatzer, in the inner courtyard, but somebody from the outer courtyard forgot to participate in the Eruv, that is only going to pose a problem to members of the outer chatzer, but not to members of the inner chatzer. Members of the inner chatzer would still be permitted to carry within their own chatzer. Again, we'll see in the Gemara why, but, you know, but again, it logically makes a lot of sense, because the inner chatzer could just basically, you know, could basically close themselves off from the outer chatzer, because again, obviously for them to walk into the street, they have to go through the outer chatzer, but they could also just stay within the confines of their chatzer. They don't need the members of the outer chatzer. So if the Eruv Chatzeros is placed in the inner chatzer and someone from the outer chatzer forgot to participate, so in theory you could still have the members of the inner chatzer joining in and being allowed to carry within their own chatzer. Then the Gemara has another case. Nasnu Eruvan Bachitzona v'shachach echad bein min hapanimis uvein min hachitzona v'lo Eruv shtei anasuros. And the Gemara says, let's say you place the Eruv Chatzeros in the outer chatzer and then somebody, whether from the inner or the outer chatzer, forgot to participate in the Eruv, then nobody is allowed to carry in either of the two chatzeros. Why not? So the Gemara explains. Hai bar penimis leman nivatel. Let's say you're someone who lives in the inner chatzer. So how exactly are you supposed to relinquish your rights to walking in, or to carrying in those areas if you forgot to participate in the Eruv? So the Gemara explains. Livatel levne penimis. You can't relinquish your rights to the members of the inner chatzer in which you live, because the Eruv Chatzeros is not physically located in the inner chatzer in this case. It's located in the outer chatzer. So in other words, relinquishing your rights to members of the inner chatzer is not going to do you any good. On the other hand, you also can't relinquish your rights to members of the outer chatzer, because as we just pointed out in the Gemara before, you can never relinquish your rights to members of a different chatzer. So in other words, in this case, everyone is basically stuck. If you forgot to participate in the Eruv, so then in that case, no one is going to be allowed to carry. On the other hand,
people in the outer chatzer, they have an Eruv. Why can't they walk?
No, because again, the inner and outer chatzer made one joint Eruv. In this case, it was placed in the outer chatzer, but because someone from the inner chatzer forgot to participate and he has the right to walk through the outer chatzer to get to the street, that poses a problem for everybody. That's going to create a problem for members of the outer chatzer as well. So that's why no one's allowed to carry in that case. On the other hand, the Gemara says, "Hai bar chitzona lemanivata." Okay, let's say it was a guy from the outer chatzer who forgot to participate. So how would he relinquish his right? So he can't relinquish his rights to members of the outer chatzer. Why not? Because as we just pointed out a second ago, members of the inner chatzer are permitted to walk through the outer chatzer to get to the street, which means that if someone from the outer chatzer forgot to make an eruv, so then he would have there would be an issue because the members of the inner chatzer are permitted to walk through. And on the other hand, he also can't relinquish his rights to members of the inner chatzer because, again, they live in a different chatzer. And as we just pointed out, you cannot relinquish your rights to members of a different chatzer. Then the Gemara says, "Nasnu eruvan ba'penimis v'shachach echad min ha'penimis v'lo erav shtei anasuros." Similarly, let's say the eruv chatzeros was located in the inner chatzer, and somebody from the inner chatzer forgot to join into the eruv. So then again, everyone is not permitted to carry, neither members of the inner nor the outer chatzer. Why not? So, hai bar penimis lemani vatel. Who should the guy from the inner chatzer relinquish his rights to? Livatel livnei apinimis ika chitzona da asra alayu. If you're going to say that he should relinquish his rights to members of the inner chatzer, in this case, that's not going to work, because here, the members of the outer chatzer, in fact, have the right to walk into the inner chatzer. Even though normally, if you live in an outer chatzer, you generally don't have the right to walk into the inner chatzer, but because here they made a joint eruv, that means that everyone is allowed to walk back and forth. So if one guy forgot to participate in the inner chatzer, because members of the outer chatzer have the right to go to the inner chatzer, so therefore he cannot relinquish his rights to members of the inner chatzer. On the other hand, livato levnei chitzona in betor rishos mechatzer lechatzer, and again, he cannot obviously relinquish his rights to members of the outer chatzer because he lives in the inner chatzer. And as we keep pointing out, you cannot relinquish your rights to members of a different chatzer. Then the Gemara says, shachach echad min hachitzona v'lo irev vaday penimis muteres da achada dasho mishtamsha v'chitzona asura. Let's say a member of the outer chatzer forgot to participate in the eruv. So then the halacha is that members of the inner chatzer are in fact permitted to carry. Why? This again is a throwback to what we were just talking about before, because the members of the inner chatzer can basically close the door and say, we're separating our chatzer from the outer chatzer, and therefore they would be allowed to carry, whereas the members of the outer chatzer, again, are not going to be permitted to carry. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar le Rafuna berid Rav Yehoshua le Rava, v'chishach ha-chechon min ha-penimis v'lo ira v'amai shtein asuros, livatel bar penimis livnei penimis, v'seisei chitzona v'sishterei bahadayu. So the Gemara asks, well, hang on one second, why is it, let's say a member of the inner chatzer forgot to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, why is that going to pose such a serious problem? Why does that mean that no one is allowed to carry now? Why don't we just say the following? The member of the inner chatzer should simply relinquish his rights to carry to the other members of the inner chatzer, which you are allowed to do because they live in the same chatzer, and then by doing so, the members of the outer chatzer will automatically also be allowed to carry, because again, once you make a joint Erev Chatzeros, that means that the outer chatzer and inner chatzer is all viewed as if it's like the same thing. So why not say that the guy who lives in the inner chatzer, who forgot to participate in the Erev, should simply relinquish his rights to the members of the inner chatzer, and therefore everyone will be allowed to carry in that case. So the Gemara says, look, come on, Rabbi Eliezer de Omar, Eino tzarech levato rishus lechol echad v'yachad, ki ka'amina l'rabbanan de Amri tzarech levato lechol echad v'yachad. The Gemara says that this would, that line of reasoning, that concept, that notion that, oh, let's just be mevato your rishus to members of the inner chatzer, and therefore everyone will be allowed to carry, that line of reasoning only makes sense according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer happens to hold that when it comes to relinquishing my rights, I don't need to relinquish my rights to every single member of the chatzer, I only have to relinquish it to one person. So that means that I can relinquish my rights to members of the inner chatzer, and then almost by default, members of the outer chatzer will also be permitted to carry. However, according to the Rabbanan, that's not good enough. According to the Rabbanan, you need to be mevatel your rishus. You have to relinquish your rights to everyone, members of the inner and the outer chatzer, and that is obviously not going to work, because again, as we keep on pointing out, you cannot relinquish your rights to members of a different chatzer. So according to the Rabbanan, you're going to be stuck. This question doesn't get off the ground. According to Rabbi Eliezer, this is actually a legitimate possibility. If you set up an Erev in an inner chatzer and someone from the inner chatzer forgot to participate, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, that guy can simply relinquish his rights to the members of the inner chatzer, and then everyone will be allowed to carry. That would actually be a legitimate possibility, but according to the Rabbanan, that is not a viable option. You cannot do that because, again, you need to relinquish your rights to everyone, and you can't do that to the members of the outer chatzer because, again, they live in a different chatzer. Okay.
Rabbi, yes. How does one relinquish his rights? He just makes a statement and relinquishes.
Yeah, he says, I hereby relinquish my rights to the members of the whatever, the inner chatzer, the outer chatzer. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay, let's try to go to the next two dots. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista v'Rav Sheshes ki pagi bahadei adadei, Rav Chista merasan sefase mimas niyasa de Rav Sheshes, v'Rav Sheshes merata kule gufe mi pilpuli de Rav Chista. The Gemara talks about how Rav Sheshes and Rav Chista used to have this tremendous awe and respect for one another in terms of their Torah learning. The Gemara says that whenever Rav Sheshes met up with Rav Chista, his lips would tremble because of Rav Chista's tremendous, you know, Torah knowledge, and Rav Sheshes' whole body would shake when he saw Rav Chista because of his tremendous Torah knowledge. So either way, what was the question that they were asking? The Gemara says, "Ba'amin Rav Chista mei Rav Sheshes, shnei batim mishnei tzidei rishus harabim, uva'u nachrim v'hikifam mechitza b'shabes mahu." So the Gemara explains the following. The question is like this. Let's say I have two houses that before Shabbos began were located on opposite ends of a rishus harabim, and then what happened was that non-Jews came in the middle of Shabbos, and they essentially built a mechitza that joined up these two houses that basically undermined the Rishus HaRabim. So now there's no longer a Rishus HaRabim here. Now there's just one big chatzer where these two houses are basically joined together. But when Shabbos began, there was a Rishus HaRabim here. So the question is, am I permitted to carry now on Shabbos that this is no longer a Rishus HaRabim? Am I allowed to carry there on Shabbos? So the Gemara explains. Aliba demanda amar ein bitl Rishus mechatzer lechatzer lo tibay lecha hashta di ibo la aruvim e esmo matzu ma'arvi amar ein bitl Rishus mechatzer. So the Gemara says that this is not even a question according to the opinion that says ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, which again is the shita that we've been operating with basically this whole daf, the notion that you cannot relinquish your rights to members of another chatzer. If you hold like that, then this whole question is a moot question. Why? Because if you hold ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, that means that even if I had the theoretical possibility of setting up an Erev from before Shabbos, but I failed to do so, I still have no ability to relinquish relinquish my rights to members of another chatzer, then this is a moot question, because before Shabbos, there was absolutely no way to set up an Eruv here, because this was a real Rishus HaRabim before Shabbos began. The only question is, the Gemara says, Ki tiboy lecha liba demand amar yesh pito Rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Hasam di ibo la ruve me'esmo matzu ma'arvei, batulin ami matzi mevatel, aval hacha delo matzu ma'arvei me'esmo The question becomes that if you hold that I can in fact relinquish my rights to members of another chatzer, so the question is, how far reaching is that statement? In other words, do we say that just as I have the ability to be mevatel, if I have a case where I could have set up an eruv from the day before, I also have the ability to relinquish my rights to members of another chatzer, but here in this case where I could not have set up an eruv because this was a Rishus HaRabim when Shabbos began, perhaps I cannot relinquish my rights? Or maybe no. Maybe the Gemara says that there is no reason to distinguish. Maybe we could say that I can relinquish my rights in this case as well. So the Gemara says, "Amar le'in mevatel."
What was? Pause a second.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
A little confused. What is the?
Yeah.
The two houses across the street from.
Correct.
And the streets are just a robbery.
And then
the
not.
There are heirs put up. Who am I releasing my rights?
No. In other words, the question. Well, no, because again, if you live in a joint chutzner with someone, so the only way in which you're going to be able to carry, if there are multiple Jews living in the chutzner, is if you make an Erev Chatzeros. Now, if you forgot to make an Erev Chatzeros before Shabbos, so the only way to usually solve that problem is to relinquish your rights to the other people in the chutzner. Now, here, in this case, the problem is that there was no way to set up an Erev beforehand because there was no chutzner. There was just a Rosh HaRabim. The chutzner was constructed on Shabbos itself. So the Gemara's question basically is, do I have the right to say that, well, in theory, I could have had, in other words, had this chutzner been in existence before Shabbos, I could have built an Eruv, so now maybe I should also be allowed to relinquish my rights on Shabbos, or maybe no. Maybe the fact that I could not have constructed an Eruv from beforehand is going to preclude me from relinquishing my rights to the members of the other house, or in this case, you know, the rest of the chutzner, which again, the chutzner didn't exist beforehand. The question is, do I now have the right to relinquish my rights to, you know, to everyone else who lives in the chutzner now?
Well, why don't we just also invoke the idea that this was not there before Shabbos?
So again, that idea is part of the issue here, right? Part of the question here is, do we say that the status of the chutzner or of the houses from before Shabbos, is that going to impact my ability or my inability to be mevatel, in other words, to relinquish my rights? That's exactly the issue in the Gemara, right? So the Gemara says, Amar le'in mevatel. So the answer to this question is that you cannot, in fact, relinquish your rights in this case, because again, since it wasn't here, since there was no chutzner constructed from before Shabbos, you have no right to relinquish your rights in this case. And the Gemara now has a similar question.
Rabbi, didn't we learn that if a guy brings something not for your benefit, like on Shabbos, then you have the ability to use it?
Yeah, but that's a separate issue. That's an issue called Maisa Shabbos. That's, you know, if a non-Jew cooks for me or cooks for himself or whatever, that's a totally unrelated issue. Here, this Gemara is discussing a question of if a chutzner was constructed on Shabbos, if a Rishus HaRabim was undermined on Shabbos, do I now have to, you know, do I now have to relinquish my rights? Am I allowed to carry? That's not a. In other words, it makes no difference why the non-Jew built it. He could have built it for himself, but it's still going to be, you know, theoretically be an issue, as the Gemara says. Okay, and now another Gemara has a similar question. Meis nachri b'shabes ma. What if, let's say, you lived in a chatzer? Let's say there were two, three, four, not four Jews and one non-Jew, and then the non-Jew died in the middle of Shabbos. So again, normally, if you have no non-Jews living in the chatzer, you don't need to get anyone's permission to build the Erev Chatzer, so you can just build it yourself. But here, the non-Jew was alive when Shabbos began, but he died in the middle of Shabbos. The question is, what do you do now? So Aliba demand Amar Sochrin Loti Baylacha Hashta Tarte Avdinan Chadami Baya Elakiti Baylacha Aliba demand Amar Ain Sochrin Tarte Hu Delo Avdinan Hachada Avdinan O Dilma Lochna. So the Gemara raises the question as follows. Do we say, basically, that I have the right on Shabbos to do two things? That, in other words, if you hold that you're allowed to lease space from a non-Jew on Shabbos, again we spoke a lot about this yesterday, right? If I have the ability to, you know, to rent out to lease space from a non-Jew on Shabbos, then I can certainly relinquish my rights because of the non-Jew on Shabbos. That would be obvious. But if I hold that I cannot rent space from a non-Jew on Shabbos, so the question becomes, is that limited only to renting space, but relinquishing my rights to the other Jews in the chutzner is okay? Or perhaps that's also a problem. So the Gemara says, Amar le, ani omer mevatlin v'hamnuna omer ein mevatlin. It was a machlokas in the Gemara. It was a machlokas at the end of the Gemara between Rechista and Rav Hamnuna about whether or not you would be allowed to relinquish your rights to the Jews of the rest of the Jews of the Chatzer if the non-Jew died in the middle of Shabbos.